It's 2 o'clock on Friday, the 13th of December. 13th of December, Friday the 13th. If you were superstitious, the good news is that actually it's a lucky day. Why am I saying that? Well, because I have a very special guest in the studio with me, and we're starting the afternoon show early because here is the thing. It's not often that you get a chance to discuss a subject that is extremely pressing to so many couples battling with fertility issues. And at this time of year, particularly when, you know, Christmas comes around and there's family and presents and things that children get excited about. And if you're a couple that has been longing to become parents and you are battling, you know, look, it happens. Life is a peculiar thing. People that really, really shouldn't have kids, and I'm saying this with respect and love, but economically, socially, and for every other reason imaginable, there are folk on the planet that really shouldn't be proliferating, but still, you know, there it is, and they just manage to pop them out left, right, and center. And then there are those who would really and truly make superb parents, and, you know, with the means to give the best education, the means to give love and security, and they just can't, for whatever reason, fall pregnant. Now, my very special guest today is a man who is practicing homeopath in the greater Durban area and comes to Ballito once a week. He's a wizard. He's really extraordinarily good. I mean, I'm living proof. I wouldn't be living proof if it wasn't for Bruce. Bruce Thompson, my very special guest today. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show, Bruce.
Thank you so much, sir.
And we've got a special treat, Dan Charles from Cape Town, the editor of our publication, our esteemed Life and Style magazine that is now currently going high, or getting high, in terms of it's been accepted as the onboard entertainment part of for all SAA flights, local and international. So there it is, taking Brand Ballito, as we say, to new heights. Pardon the pun. So, guys, welcome. Lovely to be able to, for a moment or two, just catch up and share some ideas. Because, Bruce, you have a reputation, and I don't speak from experience here, but I hear from people that have been battling with the subject of fertility that you really get results. What lies behind this claim?
Ooh. Well, it's now sitting at about 20 years of playing around with this and working with patients coming from very different backgrounds, and applying a principle or a set of principles which are really holistic principles and founded in homeopathic principles and Chinese medicine principles, and using some very useful tools, very gentle tools, getting people to think about what they're doing, getting people to you know, we do use medicine, we do use blood tests, and, you know, we use the system to help guide us.
So it's diagnostically.
Yeah,
conventional medicine,
yeah, we
can
use,
lead can, you.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a good. I try and have a good relationship with the gynees. We need that information, yeah. and it's good for the patients as well to see the black and white changes as they go through the process. It's helpful for them to keep them on track, because unfortunately, it's necessary that it sometimes takes a little bit of time for us to get to the pregnancy. It's generally not 1 month and you've got it. It's a process, because we need to heal, we need to fix things, and we do it gently.
For anyone listening to this and wondering about the modality and thinking, well, you know, alternative medicine is all just woo, woo, woo. For me, it's got to be a real doctor or nothing. That is a problem. I mean, in a sense, that is the norm. It's the given. We are led to believe that if you have a problem medically, you go to a doctor and a doctor will fix you. But in reality, I think it's fair to say that doctors don't fix you. The body is a self-healing mechanism given the right circumstances, and possibly what the medical profession is supposedly doing is creating the right conditions for your body to heal itself. Homeopathy is not that different in that sense from conventional medicine, and that the body heals itself. But where do the differences come in?
Well, in some ways it's diametrically different, in the sense that our goal as homeopaths, and you know, even as holistic practitioners in general, is to create cure with the least amount of intervention possible. So the homeopath's highest goal is the least amount, the gentlest form of treatment to get cure.
Now, in a sense, pardon me for interrupting, but it strikes me as being incredibly resonant with the Hippocratic Oath, because the Hippocratic Oath demand of a healer that first do no harm?
Yeah, and that goes back to the beginning of homeopathy. Samuel Hahnemann broke with his medical training because he could not bear the harm he was doing with chemical interventions. So he went on a long journey to try and understand how to cure properly. And like I said, we're left with a philosophy where it's the minimum amount of medicine for the minimum amount of time. And necessarily in this process, we as homeopaths are spending time with our patients. We're trying to understand the environment that they're growing up in, or they're existing in, or have grown up in, their behavior, so that we can help them see how that is contributing to their disease. And we know that, 90% of the problems that we have medically are lifestyle-based diseases, particularly in the advantaged communities, right? So it requires us spending a bit of time thinking about what we're doing, thinking about what we're eating, how we're eating, how we're breathing, how we're moving, and the environment that we're choosing for ourselves, because a lot of us have a lot of choice as to what environment we exist in, just as we have a lot of choice over what we eat and what we drink.
But modern lifestyle seems to indicate that you want instant results. You know, this is the way we're led to believe the world works. Mm. You watch television or a movie,
the
advert, and you use this washing powder, it gives you instant white. You drink this drink and you become instantly popular. Yeah. You want instant finance, instant coffee, instant everything. But, and now we get sick, we want instant cure.
So but all of us, are getting more and more of an understanding that it actually is not the way, that it isn't lasting. It may give you momentary improvement or momentary happiness, momentary joy, but in the long run, you actually have to do the work. You've got to make the changes.
You see, the point I'm trying to make in a pretty roundabout way, a lot of folk looking for the instant fix and the quickest route to the solution of a problem, a medical problem, is you go the conventional route. You go straight to the nearest doctor, and the doctor then gives you a piece of paper with a scrawl on it. You don't know what that says. You then take that to the chemist. The chemist gives you something that you take, and instantly the cure starts to work. And then a couple of weeks, months, I don't know, down the line, when you have recovered to a degree, you say, "That's it. You see, that's it. The doctor sorted me out." Mm. And in fact, maybe the doctor gave you more problems than you even realize by taking a serious, shall we call it, a conventional medicine that has repercussions. Mm. You know, this, it might sort out that, but it creates further issues.
Well, my feeling about that is that orthodox medicine or standard medicine really has a phenomenal power. It has a great place. It has, in the short run, very, very good, strong effects. The problems come in the long term. In the long run, what are we doing to the body? What is the cost to us for that quick fix, for that short term benefit? And there almost always is a cost, whether it's the harm done to the liver, the harm done to the lining of the stomach, or just the harm done to the psychology of the patient, where they don't realize that actually they need to make changes.
Aha.
Yeah, they need to make changes in their lifestyle, in their behavior. in order to really change, in order to really heal.
Now, getting on to the subject that we started with, and that is the battle to fall pregnant for those that are longing for a child. Presumably, I mean, each case is different. I'm not going to suggest that we look at specifics, but in general, what has been, if there is a trend, how does it present? What is the normal problem or set of problems?
It's not rocket science, Dave. It is people starting too late.
Ah,
that's the thing. Okay, so it's fundamentally an epidemic of infertility, and it comes from us starting too late. We're only getting married in our 30s. We're only thinking about having kids in our mid 30s or late 30s, and by then your fertility has plummeted. Your prime fertility has been between 20 and 25.
Is this both male and female?
No, female.
Okay.
Female. Men are fertile from beginning to end.
Oh,
you know, it's unfortunate, but it's true.
Wow.
And you know, yeah. Fundamentally, it's the main issue is with women, and they tend to get the most focus. Of course, in my practice, we always, you know, got to look at the guys, got to make sure that they are doing some work as well, and you know, can't let them all off the hook. And very often there is an issue there. I mean, over the last 20 years, the male fertility has plummeted. In fact, you know, really, it's over the last 50 years. When I have older men in the couple, almost always their semen analysis is pretty good. It's the younger ones who have the problem.
And curious. And is that because of lifestyle? Because of environment?
It's a lot of things. It's the environment. It's the amount of gestational estrogens that embryos are exposed to.
So even as early as that?
Yeah, well, that's really where the harm, where the damage is done.
Wow.
So in gestation, the exposure to xenoestrogens or exogenous estrogens, plastics and chemicals and things like that, have an effect on the way the testes form, you know, the original tissue. And that will mean that later in life that man is less fertile, has a lower sperm count, or cannot form proper, you know, mature spermatid.
It's curious. It's almost as if the planet is saying there are too many people on it. Now we're going to use your own demise coming from your lifestyle and what you've created, what you have done to the planet.
Yeah.
Now
you're
going to reap the whirlwind.
No, we're definitely reaping the reward of a unclean environment. And look, you know, exposure to you know, the chemicals in the pill, estrogens, that's really what it's about with the men. With women, there's many different factors, many elements there. It's as we all know, women are far more complex.
Yeah.
And it takes a lot more thought to figure out what needs to be done there. But again, it's at the end of the day, it's about looking at what we can improve in the lifestyle and what we can improve in the diet, and then targeting particular remedies and particular herbal formulations to assist with egg quality, egg production, and making sure that, you know, with the acupunctures, the real focus there is circulation, making sure that the uterus and the ovaries are really getting good blood circulation and optimizing their function.
And what is your success rate? I'm not asking you to be specific to the point, but
question.
But I'm saying because one hears so many stories about, you know, people that go for fertility treatment, it costs an absolute fortune, and it's very, you know,
I will say very, very clearly, it is a very cost-effective treatment. Even though it may take 6, 9, 12 months, it is extremely cost-effective.
Compared
it's about 10% of the cost of an IVF.
Wow. And
less than, because, you know, the average patient needs about 3 IVFs. So the international average is a 33% success rate with IVF or assisted reproductive techniques.
And your success rate?
Oof, that's really hard. No, so it's about double that.
Wow.
Okay, but it's time. It means I'm putting in the time. I'm putting the time in with my patients and making sure that they move forward.
You know, it's a fascinating subject, and I'm absolutely confident that many folk listening to this are going to be certainly wanting more information. And I'm going to suggest, Bruce, that we have we set aside time regularly.
Maybe once
a week in the new year. Mm. Let's have a slot. Let's get you in. Because there are many other issues that are of vital interest and importance. We could talk for ages on this subject and many more. Time is always against us, and we don't want to overblow the balloon on the first shot. But let's simply say this. If you've just joined us and you're wondering about the conversation, my special guest, Bruce Thompson, is a practicing homeopath. He does work in Bolito, but he comes from the highway area where he has built an incredible reputation, among the sort of general population and particularly among people who are trying to fall pregnant or have families and have found that through the modalities that this very gentle form of medicine offers, they've had phenomenal success. But as I say, there is so much more to talk about. This will go up as a podcast shortly, so you'll be able to catch up. And if you've only just caught the end of it, you want to hear the whole conversation, it'll be up on our website and on our app on the afternoon show. But Bruce, let's make it a regular date on a Friday. I think it's a good idea because I know you're in Bolito on a Friday.
That's right.
Down at
Thrive,
at Thrive. And if you'd like an appointment with the good doctor, I suggest you just pop along to Thrive and book an appointment. And certainly,
that's Thrive the pharmacy, hey?
Yes.
Down at the beachfront.
As opposed to...
The Thrive, the medical practice, which is a great medical practice.
Of course, it's the pharmacy down in the Bolito Village, in the Bal Vista Center. That's where you'll find Bruce Thompson, homeopath, to the very happy few that have discovered the wonders that there are to be enjoyed through good health in the most gentle form. So, Bruce, thank you so much again for joining me.
Thank you so much.
And I look forward to catching up. We'll be off air, well, kind of almost at the end of the year now, but from January, let's make it a date.
Very happy to do that. Thank you.
Fabulous. And the afternoon show will continue very, very shortly.